the beautiful peace of the last 14 days in our house has been darkened.
By a beautiful life.
I was going to say, Graham looks guilty.
Graham has come out of isolation. And our peace has been shattered.
Oh, he's been in isolation.
Yeah, 13 days.
Oh, they're horrible.
Yeah, I've got a test. I did one late last night. A mate of mine had one on him, so I did it. And it's come back clear. But I did send off for one of the proper tests. And I've also got a couple of packs of the other things. No, I did it so I stay away from Bruce and Mum.
I thought you were a wee girl.
I was going round the thing.
I thought you were a country somewhere.
No, I was going round the bend. I didn't know what to do myself. I'm round the bend.
Did you lock him in?
I went years ago, mate.
No, we didn't lock him in.
Yeah, but when you make this food, you shove it under the door.
We just said hallelujah.
I didn't
hardly eat
anything. Hello, Rotten. Or drink anything. All right.
I do get on your wick, I'm sure, because a day or two for me in the house is bad enough.
14 days. 13 days upstairs in my room. I love my room, I love the TV, but it's only so much. Before you want to blow a gasket.
Right, so we're going to start. It's good to see him back, I suppose.
That's a bit rude.
Well, I'll anyway, get any others from there.
What's the date next Sunday?
Can't
do it.
What is it?
6th
of
February.
It's
going to
be the 6th of February.
And
your birthday's the
5th?
Hmm.
Mine's on the
15th,
I'll let you know.
I know that.
Mine's the 1st of December.
We'll sing
Holly.
We'll sing happy birthday to
whatever her name is.
Sarah. First, before we go into her. All right, so G, if you can start us off, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Sarah. Happy birthday to you.
Hey,
thank you.
Right, now the first hymn. We're only going to sing 4 verses. That's the 4 that Eunice has got there. We're going to sing verses 1 and 2, and then I'll guide you as to the last 2. So, courage, brother, do not stumble.
Sounds
really well. It's a bit
quiet. Have you turned it up a bit? That's that louder? How loud do you want it? I mean, you're deaf hearing.
I didn't think it was.
No, it's not me, it's the ladies.
That was me, I just couldn't
blame that lady.
I gotta get right here and then.
Dangerous.
Some will sadder, some will seas from man and look upon thee. Trust in God and do the right.
Last verse 7.
Simply rule and safest guiding, inward peace and inward might. Star upon above abiding, trust in God and do the right.
Let us come to the Lord in prayer. Almighty and most wonderful God, we come to worship you. We come to praise you. We come to thank you. Oh Lord, you are so wonderful. Where would we be without you? You are the one true and only living God, Father, Son, and Spirit. Three persons in one Godhead. We thank you for the creation of the world. We thank you for life, for human life. We thank you for Jesus and the new life that he brings. We thank you that on the cross of Calvary, Jesus bore our sins. We thank you that that was only the beginning, because Jesus rose again from the dead and is alive forevermore. And we, if we accept Jesus as our Savior, if we follow him as his disciples, then Lord, we know a new and a wonderful life. We want to ask you, Lord, to forgive us for the mistakes that we may have made. Lord, we know that you are a forgiving God, and we want to serve you. We want to please you. We want to do the things that are right in your sight. Lord, we bring to you all the people in the world that accept you and follow you. We ask, Lord, that you would help us all, that we might be empty of self and full of the Spirit. So, Lord, as we continue in worship this morning, we pray that we might know your presence in a new and a wonderful way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That's right. Yeah, yes, please.
I'm going to be reading from 2 Timothy 1, verses 1 to 18. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, in keeping with the promise of life that is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dear son, grace, mercy, and peace to the God, the Father, from God, the Father, and Christ Jesus, our Lord. Thanksgiving. I thank God, whom I serve as my ancestors did, what a clear conscience as day, as night and day, I touch and remember you in prayer, recalling your tears. I long to see you so that I may be filled with joy. I am reminded of your sincere faith, which first lived in your grandmother, Liz, and in your mother, Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame as a gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of my hands. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord, or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to be holy, the holy life. Not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearing of our Saviour, Jesus Christ, who has destroyed death and has brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. And of this gospel I was appointed a herald and an apostle and a teacher. That is why I am suffering as I am. Yet this is no cause for shame, because I know whom I have believed, and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. What you heard from me, keep as a pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in you. You know that everyone in the province of Asia has deserted me, including like Vigilus and Hermogenes. May the Lord show mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, because he often refreshes me and was not ashamed of my chains. On the contrary, when he was in Rome, he searched hard for me until he found me. May the Lord grant that he will find mercy from the Lord on that day. You know very well in how many ways he helped me in Ephesus. Amen.
Thank you very much. This is another old one. He who would valiant be against all disaster, let him in constancy follow the master.
Let him in constancy follow the master. Let not his courage lend, it shall make him once he lend his first avowed intent to be a pilgrim. Cheers.
come again to our Lord in prayer. And we know, don't we, that when we come, he loves to hear. We may find prayer at times difficult, but we always need to remember that our Lord honours our prayers. He answers our prayers, not always as we may want, but in accordance with his will. Sometimes he teaches us the lesson of patience, and we have to wait for the answer. But the Lord is faithful. And if we come in believing prayer, we can be assured that he hears, he knows what concerns we have, and he loves us. So let us come to him in believing prayer. Let us pray. As we come to you in prayer this morning, Lord, we want to acknowledge the beauty of your creation. It may be that mankind has spoiled some of the creation, but Lord, you created a beautiful and a wonderful world, everything fitting into its place, into its order, and we thank you for that. Lord, we know that it is your will that all people should live together in love, in unity, and we know, Lord, that we do not always keep to what you desire of us. But Lord, we know that you forgive us. We know that you build us up again when we fail you. We want to thank you for that, Lord. We want to thank you for the way you answer our prayers. And Lord, we believe that the time will come when all people will acknowledge that you are the one and true and only God. As we look around the world, we see many different nations with many different policies. But Lord, we ask that you give to all in authority in each and every country of this world your wisdom. They need your wisdom, Lord. They need your guidance. We all need your guidance, Lord. So, Lord, be with those in authority. Give them the desire to seek peace, harmony, and unity at all times. We pray for our own country. We pray for our Queen. We ask, Lord, that you would continue to use her in your service. We thank you for her faith. We thank you for her loyalty. And we ask that you would keep her strong during what is coming up as a very busy time for her. We're going to celebrate that special celebration of her life as Queen in our country. And so, Lord, we want you to be with her, to keep her strong, to keep her safe. And Lord, we pray for the leaders, we pray for the members, both of the House of Lords and the House of Commons. Lord, may they acknowledge your importance in their world, because it's your world, though, really. We pray that we might all acknowledge that you are not only the Creator, but you are the Lord of Lords. You are the King of Kings. You are the one who loves each and every person that is born into this world. And so, Lord, we thank you. We ask that you would be with all who are in need. We think, Lord, of the dying. We think of the sick. We think of the housebound. We think of the homeless. We think of those living in poverty. We think of those, Lord, who are desperate for their future. Lord, there is so much need in this world. And we pray, Lord, that we would appreciate all that is being done by organizations and individuals to help people in their time of need. Lord, we thank you for your church throughout the world. And we pray, Lord, that you would be with us. And we pray, Lord, that our witness might show people of our faith so that they might know your love, so that they might know the truth of salvation. We know it's your will, Lord, that none should be lost, that all should be saved. And so we pray, Lord, that you would help each one of us here this morning, that we might witness for you in our everyday life. Lord, we do pray for each other. We pray, Lord, for Sarah. We pray for Jean and Stuart. We pray for Rita. We pray for Graham. We pray for Bruce. We pray for Brian. We pray for Stuart. We pray for Eunice and myself. Lord, you are special to us. But we know we are special to you. And Lord, we want to thank you for that. Lord, we want to follow you. We want to be all that you want us to be. We pray, Lord, that you would be with our families, with our friends, be with the people that we know and share our time with. Be with the people that we really see, but that we care for. Lord, we bring to you our families, our friends. We bring to you the organizations and the individuals that do so much to help other people. Lord, the time will come when we will leave this time of worship and we will all go our own ways. Lord, convince us that we don't go alone, because we know and we must never forget that you will always go with us. So when we leave this place, we do not go alone. But with us is you, Lord. And we could have no better friend, no better guide than you. And so, Lord, we leave the lives of our family, friends, and ourselves in your hands. And may we all know that peace that passes all understanding. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us join together in the family prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. We've got two choruses now, and I think we've got time to sing both of them twice. The first one, be bold, be strong. The Lord, your God, is with you.
Be bold, be strong, for Lord your God is with you. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. I am not afraid, no, 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 I am not dismayed, not me,
for I'm walking in faith and victory. I'm
on a walk in faith and victory, for the Lord your God is with you. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. Be bold, be strong, for the Lord your God is with you. I am not afraid, no, 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 I am not dismayed, not me,
for I'm walking in faith and victory.
I'm walking in faith and victory, for the Lord your God is with you.
The second chorus, Christ is the answer to my every need. He is the answer. He is my friend. On your service sheet, a verse from Joshua. It's a good one for us to start with. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Now we're looking this morning at 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verses 1 to 18. So we're not just looking at what the Lord may say or what we might think about having courage and being successful, but we are turning to God's word and looking to see what that tells us about God's teaching or being courageous and or being successful. What we might mean by successful here is probably not what many people in the world think, but we're going in accordance with the scripture. So I've got 3 points for you. And the first one is take courage and be enthusiastic. Be filled with enthusiasm. Take courage. And in verses 1 to 7, this is things that we find. One, we see, we hear about Paul's confidence. He was confident about his God, which means that he was confident about what he was doing as God was guiding him. All his confidence was in God. Now, we know that he'd been persecuting people for their Christian faith in his old life. But now, life had changed completely. And as we read the scripture, we see that he was confident that the Lord was going to and was indeed already using him. And going with that, really, then, it's mentioned about his prayers. Prayer was very important to Paul. He don't only pray for himself, but he prayed for the people that he and Timothy were serving. He believed in prayer. He was faithful in prayer. He was confident that the Lord heard and would answer his prayer. He knew that the Lord had already answered his prayers in a very wonderful and dramatic way. Then we see, still in these verses 1 to 7, Paul's confidence in Timothy. Timothy, who'd been brought up by a Christian family, Lois, his grandmother, Eunice, his mother. But he had much more than that. He had the Lord working in a wonderful way in his life. And Timothy accepted that. We did not worry about Timothy. Although he was helping him, although he was guiding him, although he was using him in God's service, he had full confidence in Timothy. Why? Because he knew that Timothy was faithful to God. He knew that Timothy was working under the guidance and influence of the Spirit. Timothy was indeed empty of self. Timothy was indeed full of the Spirit. He knew the power of God working in and through him. And so Paul, although he encouraged Timothy, he knew that Timothy would not let him down. Far more important, he knew that Timothy would not let the Lord down. So, what can we learn from it? Well, like Paul, like Timothy, we can take courage, because if we are on the Lord's side, we have nothing to fear. At times, serving God might feel a bit of a strain. We might feel at times we're not sure what we should be doing. But the other part of this is be enthusiastic. Don't give up. If things are difficult, then keep at it. We need to be full of the Spirit to do this. But as we feel weary and tired, let us realize that God can give us that push that will use our enthusiasm to serve God more successfully. So take courage and be enthusiastic. And then looking at verses 8 to 12. And the best heading for this one, I think, would be Do not be ashamed. Do not be ashamed of your testimony. Do not be ashamed that you go to church, that you love the Lord, that you believe in prayer. Oh yes, some people think we're strange, but do not be ashamed. Verse 8, we are assured that God will give us power. He will give us power to do all things. And so we have no reason to be ashamed. Verse 9, God's grace is evident. It's there for us. You know what grace is? Unmerited favor. It's not us. It's God working in us. Only God can save us. Only God can use us successfully. Don't be ashamed, because people can and will see God working in us. We know from the Motor Project that people say, well, why do you do this? And we say, well, we love the Lord and we like to do it. Don't be ashamed. God, verse 10, has defeated death. That's true, isn't it? For all of us who love the Lord, accept the Lord, well, the gate to everlasting life is open. As we know, Jesus said he had come to save the lost. It's God's will, in other words, that all people should come to faith and know the life that is there waiting for us. It's life with Jesus, life with God, now in this day, but it's life eternally. There is much waiting for us when we join our Lord in glory. So don't be ashamed, because God gives us the power. His grace is evident, and we need that grace. And we know that he has defeated death. So what are we to fear? Thirdly, verses 13 to 18, let us be loyal. Let us be loyal. Loyal to God's word. That's what we're called to do. To be loyal to God's word. Some people will want to twist God's word because it doesn't suit them. But we've got to be loyal to the truth of God's word. We've got to be loyal to God's servants. You know, there are many people working alongside of us in his service. And we need to be loyal to them. Look at how Paul was loyal to Timothy. Look how Timothy was loyal to so many other people in his ministry. And we read in these verses that Demas has forsaken Paul. Someone that Paul had trusted in. Someone that Paul had worked with. But he had forsaken Paul. Others oppose Paul, or they were working perhaps elsewhere. But there was this one man on his forest who stood by Paul and rescued his own life. And Paul was so thankful for him. And he is recommended by Paul to Timothy. He risked his own life for Paul and Timothy. So he is what we all should be, this honest force. A faithful servant who was willing to risk his all in his service for God. He wasn't just serving Paul and Timothy. He was serving God, and he was loyal to his calling. You know, today we need to be thankful for the helpers that we have in Christian life. The reading that Rita had today has got those names that are difficult to pronounce. And I remember back in London, and the reading, we had our senior regional minister for London, a lady, coming to preach. And she'd chosen her reading. And when we looked at the reading, we knew there was a name there that was hard to pronounce. So I went to her and said, I think the reader's going to have a job here. Bruce, she said, don't worry. She said, nobody will know whether it's right or not. It wasn't what was important. What was important was the person. And here, Paul and Timothy had a faithful servant. We need to be thankful for the people that help us. Rita told me that she asked Terry to help in pronunciation. We all know, don't we, that there are people that we can rely on. I gave it to Rita, but I asked Eunice to write down those three names as they were sound, not as they are. But so that I could be more active. So I'm choosing Eunice. We need faithful servants to help us in our discipleship. So take courage, be successful, and that can only happen if we're working in and for the Lord. Be confident, be prayerful. Don't be ashamed, but be loyal. And there's plenty of challenge there in that part of Scripture today. So let us go forward into the future, not worrying about what we're doing, but giving what we're doing to God, and He will sort us out. I don't know about you, but I look at my life. God has had to sort me out in many ways. You know, that happens. And you can look back on it and you can see how God has worked where we would otherwise fail. God is stronger than we ever can be. He is our stronghold. He is the one that loves us. And He is the one that we must be loyal to. He is the one that we must not be ashamed of. He is the one and the only one that we should serve. And to Him be the glory. Amen.
Can I just say, four different people have given me what you just did, the way to say those words, you know, in that equal thing. All four are different.
Well, did you get the name right or the wrong? No, what matters? It's what we can learn in person. That is the important thing. And our last one, that's a more modern one. We work with Richard and the guitar next week. You'll have to have some of the new ones, won't you, eh? Yes. Otherwise, you won't be able to play them. For the joys and for the sorrows, for the best and worst of time, for this moment, for tomorrow, for all that lies behind, for this, I have Jesus. We have Jesus. Thank you.
All the joys and all the
times. For this is moment for tomorrow, for all that lies behind. Fears that crowd around me, for the failure of my plans, for the dreams of all I hope to be, the truth of what I am. This I have, Jesus. For this I have, Jesus. For this I have, Jesus. I have Jesus. Lord, it is a flowing in the broken tides, for the moments of elation, for the troubled mind, for all the disappointments, for the sting of all regrets, prayers and longings that seem so unanswered yet. For this I have Jesus. For this I have Jesus. For this I have Jesus.
I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Let us stand and greet each other.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen.